Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, and we are here to assist you, fantasy football fans. Wabi from Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen. You may be in a fantasy football championship, or you play daily fantasy. And thanks to DraftKings, this is our fantasy focus, where we focus on a couple of aspects from the Vikings taking on Green Bay today, hopefully to assist you. Where are you going to start?
Well, it's money time in fantasy football, and I think you go with something that's been money all season, the Vikings defense. Mm-hmm. And they were money against Green Bay in week two. They put Green Bay on their lowest point output of the season, 14 points in week two. Now, that was a long time ago.
I think Rodgers got sacked five times.
It might have been that. And if the Vikings can repeat that performance, they're going to be happy with their defense on your fantasy team. Now, there's a lot on the line in this game, both for Green Bay and for the Vikings. And I know it seems hard to believe coming off the Vikings game against the Colts, but I think Mike Zimmer will have this team fired up. I just cannot imagine a second consecutive performance from the Vikings defense like we saw against Indy happening in Green Bay on Saturday. It's just not going to happen, and so I think you're going to see a big-time bounce-back performance from this defense. They'll score you lots of points.
I absolutely love that. In fact, I guarantee the Vikings defense bounces back, not only bounces back today against Green Bay off Indianapolis, but bounces back dramatically.
Palmer back to pass. Sacked! He was sacked by a blitzing Harry the Hitman!
You know what? My email is pa@kfan.com. If I'm wrong, email me and hammer me, because I'm telling you, I'm not going to be wrong. I'm going to give you Stephon Diggs, 182 yards and a touchdown against this Green Bay defense in week number two. As you saw earlier in the film study with Pete Bursich, Green Bay had some significant coverage problems late in the game against the Bears. Now, Clay Matthews is not a full-time player for them anymore because he's battling injury. Mike Daniels, he's a stalwart, and they have some decent pass rushers, but it's not the greatest pass rush in the world. I think Bradford is going to be able to bounce around and put Diggs on a game of at least 120 passing yards and hopefully at least one touchdown.
And also in a lot of the daily leagues, it's points per reception. And yeah. Diggs had 9 catches in that week 2 game, and he's been targeted a lot by the Vikings.
Yep.
In the games in which he is a focal point, and I think you're right that he will be in this game. Lots of targets, and with Diggs, that means lots of catches.
So again, we don't sit back as keyboard warriors in some chat room or on Twitter. Here we are. We give you our emails, whatever you need. If I'm wrong, pa@kfan.com. If you leave this game not super impressed with the Vikings defense, email me and hammer away. What's the winning formula for the Vikings defense against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's a big bounce-back performance off of what they did against the Colts, but to me, it's something we've talked about against some quarterbacks here in the second half of the season. Rush the passer smartly. You cannot get out of your lanes. You cannot try and do your neighbor's job. You have to do your job. If you let Rodgers out of the pocket, he can do some damage. Even though he's a little bit gimpy with some leg injuries, he can still hurt you in that way. We saw him do it in the film study against the Bears, where he picked up 8 yards on a third down scramble. I believe he had a rushing touchdown as well. So you have to keep him contained in the pocket, and you have to rush him smartly.
Make sure the Vikings don't let Green Bay run on you. All right, Christian Michael had a nice run against the Bears. He's a backup running back who's been cut. Ty Montgomery, he had a big game against the Bears. He's still a converted receiver. And guys like that are not supposed to blow up against the Mike Zimmer defense. Stop the run. If you do that, they don't get deep with Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams, and the rest of their receivers. Can't wait to watch that. Offensively speaking, taking on this Green Bay defense, what do you think are some keys?
Well, I like the approach the team had, the offense had against the Jaguars 2 weeks ago, where they went over the top early. And I think if the Vikings can strike early in this game, you always want to do that. But if you can do that in this game, it's going to assist your pass rush. That's what the Vikings do really well. They rush the passer. You can't really do that if your opposition is not pass predictable. So let's make Green Bay pass predictable by passing the ball ourselves well early in this game.
Like it.
Let Bradford use his arm. Target your guy Diggs. Target Rudy. Yep. If Thielen can play, target him. I think if you can put some points up on the board early, you're going to help this Vikings defense out a lot.
Happy holidays.
Okay, same to you, PA.
WabiVikings.com. Paul Allen, PA@KFAN.com. For the Vikings Entertainment Network and all of us here with the team, happy holidays. Thanks for watching.